the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alpha Insurance, founded by the Alabama Farmers Federation, was recently awarded the 10th annual award in innovation from the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies. AlphaFarmers.org reports Alpha received the award for the creation and continued success of its Alpha Leadership Academy. The Alpha Leadership Academy was created in 2015 to address organizational needs while developing the next generation of proven leaders. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington, alongside California Representative Zoe Lofgren and several other reps from both parties, reintroduced the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. The legislation, which passed in the House with strong bipartisan support in the 116th and 117th Congress, makes meaningful reform to the H-2A Agricultural Guest Worker Program. Lofgren says it's well past time we get this legislation that serves the best interests of the country through the Senate and to the President's desk. Chinese scientists say they've identified what appears to be a new strain of the African swine fever virus working its way through three counties in China. The new virus appears to be a hybrid of the genotype 2 strain that caused the 2018 outbreak of ASF that began in China and a more recent strain in 2021. Peabody Institute vaccinologists say the new variant causes chronic disease in pigs but is not as deadly as genotype 2. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.